evening. It is July 15th, 2019. This is a committee of the whole meeting. Our purpose today is to discuss the new city logo. Present, myself, Mary Westfall, Katie Capellini, Mark Fry, Doug Hanum, Sandy Hessman, Mark Lukey, Patrick Richardson, and joining us from administration, Mayor Stow, Leslie Branning, Sharon Booker, and Bill Sanford. And also with us is Danny Fuller from Fuller Art House. Let me share with you that this is our third meeting, just as a recap, third time we've come together. The first meeting we spoke about the symbolism and quality of life here in Sylvania and whether we wanted to go in a totally different direction or simply update and modernize our logo and something that could be incorporated over time versus something that would require a complete redo and be a little more costly. Danny built consensus to continue looking at moving forward with a maple leaf or an oak leaf and kind of moved us in the direction of looking at that circle concept that she had developed. In our second meeting, Danny again moved a little closer to narrowing us into looking at that oak leaf. There was a lot of discussion around looking at samples and getting a better feel for what that might look like. Danny also shared with us that she was very focused on the strength of one and strength of confidence that the oak leaf would bring forward. So with that, we asked her to develop some more samples and to help us have a better vision for what it might look like. And Danny, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Danny, on the top example you have here, mm-hmm. you have two different colors of green, one on the left side, which is the same color as the oak leaf itself, and then one on the right side, which is a darker green.
Yeah.
Is there a significance to that?
They're just trying to use the two different greens. It's probably not coming across as, these are a little bit more modern, we probably have more of a gray feel to them, but just trying to have two different greens.
Similar to what we have up there?
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe not the same color, but with the same concept.
Exactly.
Do you feel from a design standpoint that it's important to have the two different greens, or do you think it would be okay to have it be a one color?
Just one. On the business card, I just use one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that.
I think that it might be interesting, though. Well, actually, I think it might be interesting to have the two greens, because it would be represent a forward movement from one green to the next. That could be utilized in that way.
You know, the broken letters in the City of Trees, is that your print, or is that the typeface in your intent?
I'm still looking for a good, like...
So that you're not tied into that necessarily? Any other comments or feedback?
I like it.
I think the extension of the circle with the trunk of the tree or the stem of the leaf also can be representative of our roots, and that's a continuation of our community.
So Danny, the one on the bottom, would that be the one you would envision going on, say, like the flag?
I guess I envision that one being more of the B logo, but I don't know, depending on where we want to go with the flag, the words can be underneath, so that the circle is more centered on the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one in the current chamber book. It's just a few pages in, and it's the city's page, and we've got the old logo in there.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume it would be the one on the bottom that would be replacing this.
Yeah.
You've got a letterhead, you've got a business card, and then you've got a standalone logo.
Yeah.
That's probably what would be going here.
Okay.
I'm just guessing. I'm not asking.
Yeah.
I mean, I am asking.
Yeah.
I just don't know that page right away.
I think there are different ways that we can place the City of Trees in Pennsylvania around that circle or whatever is appropriate.
But you would have some specific guidelines about how to use that logo, where the color combinations are, when. Would you ever see it standing alone without the circle?
I can see it without the circle, too. But I
like the circle.
I like the circle.
I like the circle. I think it ties everyone together.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's connected to the image for various reasons.
What, Danny, why the break with the leaf on the upper left-hand corner at about, I don't know, 11 a.m.? Why the break there? Just to
just
fit the leaf in?
Just to emphasize the overlap of the leaf.
Got it.
It doesn't have anything that seems.
Well, there was conversation in the last meeting about symbolism of a lot of these things, so I'm just trying to make sure. I fully comprehend what you're driving at as far as symbolism goes.
And do you see the branches always going the same way?
I do on this just because I think once I add branches to both sides, I lose the concept of the tree. So I
challenge you.
You did say that you brought some in black and white. Is that true?
I can do some in black and white.
Yeah, just to give us a sense of how it might transfer to black and white, I'd be curious. And this is a little hard because it does hit with the just printing in black and white. It looks gray, but you do think it could be used in black and white. Sorry, there's not copies for everyone, but you guys can take a look at them.
The only part that's the second color is
in that one, yeah.
Yeah. What about that one too?
I was showing the variations of where we
that's something that this group has struggled with a little bit, is what does it look like on the flag? And we did decide not to push you to do that, but I'm not sure that people are able to quite get there from what we've got. Is, I don't know if you can give us anything more, because certainly typefaces would be very critical to what we do on the flag, and so I think the City of Trees script, you know, like you said, you're not 100% sure on that. I actually think it's okay. I'm not sure if I like the broken letters, but I tend to be kind of...
So you like the style, you just don't want it to look like a pencil?
I don't want anybody to question if there's a mistake on it. Like, did it not get printed correctly?
I really like it. I like the circle. I like the, are you happy with the leaf?
I am. I think I could still go in and clean it up a little bit more. An oak leaf is not symmetrical at all. I am showing a little symmetry there, but I'm also trying to keep it visually clean. So I could go in and modify it a little bit more.
Tell me what you mean by that. I'm not quite sure what you mean by that. Make it less symmetrical? Is that what you're suggesting?
So like one side does its own thing and the other kind of, I mean, it goes in that shape, but it's not quite, they don't mirror one another completely. Sometimes visually that's hard to look at. So trying to keep that consistent.
Danny, these two rectangles down at the bottom are just to show us the color?
The color that I use for that.
Okay,
one, yes.
All right.
I do feel like it's a little tough to tell the color variation, too. We might need a little bit more explanation. I think that it's got a lot of potential there, but it does look kind of blue. We might need to see it with some actual PMS colors being incorporated that we can tell what it really looks like. I think it looks fine in one color, but I like your concept of the forward movement if you're doing the two color, but I think it's hard to tell from this.
Okay.
So.
I can actually give
them
all to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's realistically,
color-wise. So would we have like a standard, is there going to be a certain green? I mean, is that what
we'll
come
out
of this process?
Yeah.
I don't know how colors are. I know this is kind of a numbers system or something, but, you know, I don't know how that green can be or whatever. I don't know if that's sort of part of this process we come out to this shade is Sylvania green. And it's something new. It's different than maybe what's up there on the chairs we're sitting in now, or whatever else we have on the front of this chamber thing, you know?
Yeah. So what I can do is I can then email you, and you'll get a stronger sense of the colors that I use, not what I just painted. And maybe have, like, I don't know, maybe 10 different options where you guys look at the greens and say, I really like it with this green. So you're getting more of a true green than what you're actually seeing.
Danny, once we get past the colors and all of that, what does this contract actually cover? Because it's relatively typical in a branding exercise at the end point to have a style book of some sort that helps us understand what the different applications might be moving forward. Can we expect that from you as part of this?
Absolutely. We'll have a style book that will show letterhead, business card. We can add the flag in there as well. And then the actual logo, and then you're going to have your PMS or your colors as well as your vector.
Right, okay. So that's included in this?
Yeah.
Yep, perfect. Thank you.
City Trees, you capitalized the C and not the T. What's your thinking?
Here.
I like, what's that?
We can capitalize.
I'm not sure. In the old one, neither one is capitalized. I'm not sure. But I like the bigger C where it interrupts the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe the tree should be capitalized too, but
okay.
Just to say one is capitalized and the other isn't, I'm not sure about that.
Well,
sometimes I just do it.
Yeah, but Danny,
they change it.
Yeah,
okay.
I might quarrel with do that. I think it's a nice clean look. City of Trees is very contemporary with a lowercase T.
Okay.
Wouldn't that make it a little more clunky looking if we put the capital T in there?
I'd be curious what it looks like with a small C like it is on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll try it.
Actually, it was two lines of script. Are they different colors? They look like they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Danny, just out of curiosity, did you It looks like the line you have for the stem of the leaf, which is going down towards the S. Did you try connecting those two lines between the S for Sylvania and the... Did you try to connect these two lines at all when you were playing with it?
I didn't try to connect them, but I did consider where the S was going to be placed. And
right.
Did that, yeah. So this here is in...
Yeah, it carries...
All kind of work, they all kind
it
of
carries the arc. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, when I combine the lines, I don't like it, so that's... Well, I did it myself, and I didn't...
Yeah,
don't
combine them intentionally.
Don't do that ever again.
Now you're an artist. You could do the next logo, Mark.
No, Lord, no.
Using you.
She's got more creativity in her part of her little finger than I have in my whole body. You got to be kidding me.
Do you envision a lookout pin as just being the circle on the tree?
Yeah.
Without the script at all?
I think that would look great.
That would be cool.
I think that would look great. I mean, look great on a ball cap.
What, say that? What would you do? What was that?
The pin, just keeping it as the circle.
Okay, so based on the comments, I like what's here. I don't think I want a capital T. I don't want that line connected. I think it's pretty cool. I'm very interested in seeing it. I'm interested in seeing the colors that you think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that'll be, because it's obvious, because this looks blue.
Okay.
And if that's green, it's different.
Yeah, my computer, but I think it's blue.
Yeah.
But I like the mark brought up. Not necessarily
meant
to be connected to that. Right. But it is a continuous flow.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to feel that, which you did feel, and that's why I asked.
So I do think that we, I mean, certainly if anybody else has comments, Sandy, anything from you?
No, I'm happy because it's an oak leaf, so.
Patrick, any feedback?
That's bothered me a lot.
I really like that this has some actual significance to it.
Mark Lucy, any feedback from you? You're okay.
Absolutely. T-shirts.
I think you should take a bow. It's hard to get this group to build consensus pretty quickly. I can't drag this meeting out another 10 minutes, no matter how hard I try. So I think that we are all looking forward to seeing what other colors you would recommend or consider that we recommend that we consider. But I would actually at that time appreciate knowing what your preferences as the artist are as well. And I think the next step will be for us to take a look at those and try and make that next decision. I do think we're all struggling with the flag a little bit. So now that we seem to be moving toward this, I think it would be helpful to have some sense of what you think happens on the flag. We all seem to be caught up on that for some reason. Does the group... Yeah.
I'd like to see a little C, I think, too, on the city.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think it was mentioned. I'm not big on it. Looks like your printer's running. It looks like my printer's running out of ink when I see that particular font. So
I like the script. I'm just not, yeah. And I might not like it when it's all filled in, but right now
I'd like
would
to
like
to see it.
Yeah, I actually look to see if I had it as a solid.
Yeah.
So
can't
I will
find
look
it.
To see
if you can.
I like the
So for the good of the group, do we want to have another meeting with Danny at the next meeting? Can we just take a look at them? I guess we will definitely need to have at least one more discussion that looks at finalizing the color, making sure we're all in agreement on the flag, and then have you submit the style book to us. But I guess I would defer to the group if anyone's got any strong feelings about that. I think that we meet again in a month.
Okay.
And so I will pull up my calendar and look at that date. No, is it the 12th? I think it's maybe the next week. Third. August 19th. So maybe if you could push those colors out to us in advance, and would you be available if the group is available to come in? We've already got a 7 o'clock public hearing that night.
Would that I can't predict the length of that, whether the neighbors come in or not.
We don't have Heritage Sylvania that night, though. We did Heritage Sylvania. We didn't schedule another one, no.
Can we just,
I must have wanted to, because I wrote.
Can we just schedule them both for 7, and then?
Can we just schedule them both for 7? Smart man.
We've done that before.
Yes, we have.
That's the 19th?
The 19th. And then, just to have a quick conversation again about where we are with this. Okay, is there a motion to schedule, meeting, another discussion on the logo for 7 o'clock on Monday, August 19th?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Motion carries. We'll see you again, 7 o'clock on Monday, August 19th. Thank you for your work. I think you've brought us a long way in a relatively short period of time for this group. It might not seem like it to you, but to us, we're really, really grateful for the good work, and it's very exciting.
Awesome.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
This meeting stands adjourned at 7:25.